anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America. Welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Marcus Porter.
From?
Tampa Bay Veterinary Specialist and Emergency Care Center.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat. And lick and lap or even purr sticks from Vitacraft is the way to go. I guarantee it. My cats love it. You can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can check it out at Walmart.com. Or you can find it in pet stores. Don't forget, Life Boost Coffee is back with us. It is the best coffee that you will ever have. And like myself, I have acid reflux, and it is 100% friendly to people with acid reflux. It's amazing, and it gives back to farming and back to the wildlife. And if you're a Talkin' Pets listener, you can get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. And 58% off your first order, so order a lot.
Deal.
It is. 9 days, 14 meals, highlights, San Jose, Coffee Plantation, Areno Volcano, Anil Negro Refuge, and also the Lake Areno Cruise, all included in the tour with Colette at 800-581-8942, booking number 1299885. And you can find me there, of course, on October 6th, Tropical Costa Rica. I hope you'll join us. And don't forget about Good Pets Foods. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com for treats, supplements for your dogs. This is Talkin' Pets.
Everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat who knows where it's at. Everybody's picking up on that feline beat, cause everything else is obsolete. A square with a horn makes you wish you weren't born every time he plays. With a square in the act, you can set music back to the caveman days. I've heard some corny birds who try to sing. Still a cat's the only cat who knows how to swing. Who wants to dig a long-haired gig or stuff like that? When everybody wants to be a cat, yeah!
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Would you rather be a cat or would you rather be a dog if you were coming back?
I knew you were going to ask this question at some point.
I think I'd rather be a dog because, and I thought I've used to want to be a cat, but there are a lot, I don't see that many, not that there aren't, that many homeless dogs, like just stray dogs running around. There's a ton of cats, though. There's
But around
cats.
The world.
But I'm not, okay, I'm an American dog.
Right.
But where I'm family and people do their divorce and try to get me. That's the kind of dog I want to be.
There's a lot of homeless dogs out there around the world.
Around the world, but I don't see them around me. I don't know if I've ever seen a stray dog.
Well, because dogs don't procreate like cats do. Cats actually, if they're not spayed or neutered, they can drop a pretty good litter. I think actually I feed some strays in my neighborhood. Two of them, well, actually three. Daddy Cat, who's mean. Well, and they're all feral, but Daddy Cat has his face on him like he wants to rip my arm off. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his deal is, but talk about a horny cat.
This cat, yeah,
and he's definitely intact because Mama Cat is always pregnant,
yep.
And now Baby Cat is pregnant too.
Oh, no.
I need to get them like fixed or whatever, but I think we have a new addition to my neighborhood. My neighbor told me about it because I'm noticing cats disappearing, and I think. It is the American symbol. It's the American eagle.
Oh.
It actually lives in the park at the end of my street.
Okay.
And it perches itself on this tree, this huge tree in my back neighbor's
yard. They
can't
snatch cats, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he's watching, or she, whatever it is watching the cats, because I noticed they're disappearing.
Okay. Mm.
And so I do watch my chickens,
yeah,
because that tree looks right down onto my yard, so I don't let my chickens out unless I'm out there with them.
Sure.
But the cats are slowly disappearing.
Did you hear about the baby eagles that they were watching? I don't know. They have like some nest at Sterling. Oh, no. I can't remember what the eagle's name was. But they watch eagles, these two eagle parrots on the news or whatever.
Well, they have a lot of those. They have cams now, animal cams.
Yeah, so they have one. And the two babies died because of the bird flu.
Really?
Yeah, the two baby eagles. But now they had three eggs, so hopefully they'll get three babies.
Okay.
But yeah, the two babies ended up passing away.
But I wonder if it's in the parents, is that going to affect the young?
Eggs, yeah.
Yeah, because of the fact that, I mean, same thing with poultry. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that, the same thing with eggs from chickens, and that's why they kill the chickens, mm-hmm, is because it does get into the eggs. But they said, as long as you cook your eggs and don't have runny eggs, you don't have to worry about it.
I don't like eggs to begin with.
Oh, I like eggs, but I scramble my eggs, and I don't do that runny kind of, what?
Nothing. You're like, no sunny side up for me.
No, not
absolutely
anymore.
Not. No poached,
I mean,
no.
I used to like that with toast and butter stuff. Not no more. Not with bird flu out there. You got to cook everything well. And you definitely want to cook those eggs. But, yeah, it's tough. And you do see a lot more feral cats than you do, mm-hmm, dogs. Unless, like, you're in a poor country, which there are a lot of dogs, mm-hmm, out there. But I think if I was going to come back, honestly, because I live with three rescue cats, as long as I could say I had a good cat home.
It depends on who your owner is.
Right.
If I have a Lady Gaga, I probably want to be a dog. But if I have a Taylor Swift, then I probably want to be a cat.
That's a good
very fair statements. I'm not going to lie.
Fair
statements.
That is true. But you don't know if you do come back as a dog or a cat. If you had to just pick no matter what, I think I'd still pick cat.
You pick cat?
I think so.
I pick a turtle because then I'd live forever.
Fair.
Tortoise.
Yeah. What about you? You never even answered.
I know. That's because I was trying to figure out if I would do... Maybe a dog.
Jumping spider.
A jumping spider, for sure.
I can't believe you have jumping spiders.
They are the cutest thing ever. I just showed you a photo, and you were like, aw.
I was not. I was like, aw, I'm not going near it. Spiders are my... don't like spiders.
We're going to get into pets at my jumping spider.
I can deal with any animal. Snakes and all. I get snakes on my patio in my pool, and I have to get them out.
You probably have jumping spiders around here that you just don't see them.
I don't want to see them. No, I'm not a fan of spiders.
They live in Florida, so.
Do they really?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I definitely don't want to see them.
Okay.
What do you feed them?
Crickets, worms, flies. They can do a lot of this.
Small people?
Flies.
Small people. my goodness.
How do you get flies?
So, like, not fruit flies, but they're little, like, insect flies, and you just kind of open the jar, and then they fly into there. So,
I got fruit flies again in my kitchen.
Oh.
They come from, like, I have parrots.
Yep.
And every year, a certain time of the year, I don't know where they must come. I give my parrots a lot of fruit, mm-hmm, and vegetables and stuff. And they, mainly the bananas. I notice when I give them bananas and they don't eat it all and throw it at the bottom of the cage,
that's where you're getting...
I ended up getting fruit flies. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. So now I got these little things you plug into the wall and they glow.
Oh, yes.
It works really well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really... I got to put a new thing on there because I think they fly up to it and go, look at all our dead cousins. Don't go near that.
Apparently, you have to be cautious with those ones. Or, no, it was a mouse one. Sorry, never mind. With, like, the ones that plug in for, like, mice because it affects dogs' ears. I just found this out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have great hearing. You got to always take into effect that. So, hey, right before we go out to a break, I want to give away a bunch of things. So we're going to do, actually...
Let the games begin!
So you can win a bag of coffee from Life Boost Coffee, and you can go with the pod box if you want the pods, or you can go with a bag of coffee of main roast coffee, light, medium, or dark, mushroom coffee, or decaf medium. You can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks from... Vitacraft. You can go with Good Pets Foods, and we have some chews for your treats for your dogs. They're supplement treats. I got the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. I got a penguin bracelet that you can go with for your kids, and a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. If you can identify this creature, if you know what it is. If you know what that is, give us a call at 818-818-6401, and you can win one of those prizes of your choice. And we have dog books and cat books as well. 818-818-6401. What creature is that? 818-818-6401. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi everyone, Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
A seal was spotted in the streets of New Haven, and a day after an animal rescue team tried to bring him back to water, he found his way back onto the sidewalk. The sea pup was first found outside a seafood restaurant in New Haven, and police blocked off the street until an animal rescue team from Mystic Aquarium hit the scene. "I'm sure they thought it was a joke," said New Haven police officer Christian Burkhart. "It was not. It was a seal in the street." The rescuers brought him to a beach, hoping he would find his way back to water. We're like, well, he's still bright and alert and looking good, but maybe he could just relocate him to a safe beach. And so our team did that, said Francisca Battaglia, an animal rescue technician with Mystic Aquarium. Unfortunately, the next day he showed up right back in the middle of the city. Francesca figures the underweight pup's instincts to keep himself safe from other seals that might hurt him were what kept bringing him back to land, but the seal did not seem to understand that the streets are not safe for him either. After the second spotting, the aquarium took the pup in and are currently nursing him back to health, with the goal of bringing him back to the water eventually. We want him to be able to hunt on his own and catch what he needs in order to support himself. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Well, the night has come and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light you'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling,
this is the animal sound. If you know what that is, what creature that is, I don't think it's that difficult, but could be a variety of that breed, you might say. So what creature makes this sound? 818-818-6401. I will say, it's not a domestic one.
Mm.
So, if you know what it is...
I feel like people have domesticated them, though.
I
feel like some people do
I'll give you a
have
big,
had them as pets.
I'll give you a big hint.
But they're not... They don't seem friendly.
I'll give you a big hint. Oh, and if you could tell me what this hint is from, it's very well known from a certain TV show that used to be on TV that I used to love. My dad used to love it, too. The dingo ate my baby. What creature is it? If you know what TV show from... So, if you're paying attention, it just came out.
I knew you were going to do that, dude. I get yelled at for saying it.
Exactly. Here we go.
Mine was less obvious than yours.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, yeah, it just came out of my mouth, the dingo. So it's a dingo, that's what it is. But if you know what that term is from, it's from a really big comedy show on TV, 90s?
Ooh,
was it the 90s?
I don't know.
I think it was the 90s. And it's the comedian's name, actually, which is the name of the show.
Oh.
So they always said, the dingo ate my baby. And that was the girl that said that. Julia Louise Dreyfus played in the show.
Okay.
And she said that. The dingo ate my baby. And
I think I know what you're talking about.
You know the name of the show?
I think so.
Okay, so that's the new one. So we know it's a dingo now, thanks to me. But what show is that from? It's the guy's last name, and it's his real name.
Yeah, I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
818?
I'm not great with actresses' names.
818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. I think I have rabies or something. I don't know. So I want to ask you, actually, Marcus.
Okay.
So rabies is a fatal disease that attacks the central nervous system, and it can be contracted by all warm-blooded species, including humans, and is usually transmitted through a bite from an infected animal.
Correct.
Usually by a bite, but there's been people that have gotten rabies from, like, spelunkers. You know what spelunkers are?
Cave divers underwater.
There you go.
Not necessarily underwater.
Yeah.
Not
underwater. I'm pretty sure that spelunking is underwater.
They go in caves. They're not going to get rabies from underwater. They're in caves. It comes from the, like, the little fangs that hang down. She's going to look it up.
I'm going to Google it.
Spelunker. Yeah. I bet you any money it's caves. And basically people can get rabies that way.
Okay.
So it is possible. And I heard that, you know, like even like the saliva and stuff possibly.
Yes.
Is that from the bite? Is it that mainly how
you
get it?
That's mainly how the rabies, the rabies virus is transmitted through a bite. So saliva. So if you've noticed, thankfully we've done enough in the vet field where we've not completely eradicated, but we've definitely helped out with vaccinating pets to help out with the rabies disease so it's not spreading. But you will notice if a pet has rabies, usually they're frothing at the mouth, very just not in the right mind.
And for animals that are normally like nocturnal, night, they come out during the day.
So if you do see an animal that is typically a nocturnal animal during the daytime, that is a suspicious.
You're right.
I told you I was right.
It's the exploration of caves.
Thank you very much. See, I know something, even though I gave this away. Carol in San Marcos.
Hello.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So that animal sound, you know what it was, right?
Right.
Because I gave it away.
Yes, you did.
I said the dingo ate my baby. It just kind of slipped out of my mouth without thinking.
He couldn't help it.
It's been one of those weeks, Carol. Can I tell you?
Yes, go ahead.
No, I don't want to tell you my week. It's not radio friendly. But I will take the name of that comedy show. My dad loved this show when my dad was alive, and I loved it too, and it was out there for years. What was the name
Me
of the show?
Too. It's Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Great show.
Okay.
Hilarious. Me and my husband watch it all the time.
That line is one of their... we used to say that.
Really?
Yeah. Everybody... I mean, I still say it on the show a lot. The dingo ate my baby. So...
Yeah.
it's a very funny show. So...
Absolutely.
Very funny. We're going to set you up, Carol, with a prize. Do you want to go? We have dog books, cat books. I have coffee from Life Boost Coffee, which is amazing if you drink coffee. They also have tea, and they also have energy drinks, but we're giving away the coffee, and we have Vitacraft treats for your cats, and we also do have treats for your dogs from Good Pets Foods. What do you think?
I am going to try that coffee.
I highly recommend it. Do you want the bag or do you want the pods? Because if you can go with a box of pods or you can go with a bag of coffee.
I would like the bag.
You got the bag coming out to you? Do you want light, medium, dark, mushroom coffee, or decaf?
I want the decaf.
You got the decaf coming out to you. Stay on the line and speak with Sydney. We'll get your address out there in San Marcos, and you're getting Life Boost Coffee coming to your door.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you, darling. That's Carol out there in San Marcos. It's so nice to have Life Boost back with us. I love their coffee.
You guys,
it really is amazing.
Really enjoying it.
I'm telling you, it's coffee every show now.
And what
this
cup
is
are you on?
Talking.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Unavailable in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a beautiful dog described by those who know her as the sweetest soul is deteriorating at a Philadelphia shelter where she had been bypassed by adopters for more than a year. The dog, Oreo, has a wonderful personality, making her a wonderful fit for most any home. The Pennsylvania SPCA writes, "She's a bundle of love, always excited to greet new friends or other dogs. She's simply happy to share her world with her friends, whether that means going on adventures or simply curling up in their laps. But this bundle of love has no one to share her affection with, and it is taking its toll." The shelter wrote, "She paces in her kennel, paws rubbing raw from the endless steps. The toll that kennel life is taking on her is heartbreaking, but she's been waiting so long for reasons unknown to us. Oreo, as she's called, does not want much. She wants to leave her kennel and join a home. She wants to have toys of her own, a soft bed to snuggle in, and someone to give her love. Oreo deserves all this and more. Please share her story and help her find her happily ever after. She's at the Pennsylvania SPCA, 350 East Erie Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, kennel number 3079. And you can call the shelter, no matter where you are, at 215-426-6300. And their email is gkocher@spca.org. So give them a call or send an email. And this story is actually on our website, TalkinPets.com. I'm John Patch.
All that I know is I'm in love with your sweet soul. I never met a sweeter soul than you. All that I know is I'm in love with your sweet soul. I never met a sweeter soul.
Plenty LLC flagship project is World Without Cows, a feature-length documentary that amplifies the diverse perspective of researchers studying methods, emotions, farmers implying regenerative practices, expert tackling the challenges of nourishing a growing population and people in rural communities who rely on cows for their livelihoods. co-creators by two award-winning journalists who now work at Alltech, World Without Cows takes viewers on a global journey to foster a deep understanding of everything cows contribute and what the world might look like without them. Over the past 6 months, World Without Cows has been screened at film festivals and events worldwide, sparking a broader discussion about the essential roles of agriculture and sustainability, food security, and the global economy. Through collaborations with Alltech's in-house media team and external global network, Planet of Plenty LLC will continue to create visual, complying, deeply informational content that portrays modern agricultural complexes and opportunities. Using science-based insight and storytelling to engage with audience, just as World Without Cows has done around the world. As interest in World Without Cows grows, the offers supporters a mechanism to strengthen the documentary impact by opening doors to new audiences. Financial contributions of Planets of Plenty LLC will directly fund efforts to expand the documentary's reach and will also support additional science-based storytelling and advocacy that keeps the conservation going. Agriculture's most powerful stories are told by those of the front lines, Dr. Mark Linus said, driving meaningful challenges beginning with awareness, understanding, and border conservation, which Planet of Plenty LLC will endeavor to cultivate. To learn more about World Without Cows and how to contribute to Planet of Plenty LLC, visit worldwithoutcows.com, contribute. Visit TalkingPets.com for more information and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Marcus Porter.
I am cow, hear me moo. I weigh twice as much as you, and I look good on the barbecue. Yogurt, curd, cream cheese, and butters made from liquid from my udders. I am cow, hear me moo.
Do you count? Do you ever smell cow's gas?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Is it bad?
You've never driven into, like, cow country and smell?
Well, I've smelled manure.
Well, you know, like, that's where a lot of, not carbon dioxide, but kind of like their poop that causes a lot of the gases in the earth as well, too.
Climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're saying that. That attributes a lot to it, which takes a lot of cow gas.
It does.
There's a lot of cows in the country.
There's a lot of cows
in the world.
Yep.
So in India, they're praised.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually, it's like going to church when you're with a cow in India. So, by the way.
Let the games begin!
So we're playing the game one last time for the show. And you can go with a dog book, a cat book. We have the coffee from Life Boost Coffee. You can go with the pods, or you can go with the bag of coffee. Or you can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or you can go with Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. And we have dog treat supplements for good pets' foods, daily probiotic, hip and joint, and multivitamin, and the collapsible water bowl. And we do have a little bracelet, basically for kids, on penguins. So, name this creature. This one's not that hard. You don't know what that is?
Where do you come up with these sounds?
That is the sound. So what animal makes that sound? I will say they are, I believe they're still illegal in New York City and in Hawaii.
Still illegal.
The weird part is I know people in New York City that have them. They become a pet.
It's a furry animal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what creature what creature makes that noise? I'm not going to say what it is this time.
I know this time.
Because the dingo ate my baby. It kind of came out with a phrase, but this one doesn't eat a baby. But they're very mischievous in the house, though.
Oh, I know exactly what it is now.
Yeah, and they have like a musky smell to them a little bit.
Yes, I know.
They're super cute.
It's like someone who hasn't showered in a long time. Ugh. So that's, I think they smell like that anyway. But, so what is it? 818-818-6401. You can win a prize. 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone and give us a call on that. We were talking about rabies, and I wanted to ask you with the rabies, how often do you have to vaccinate your dog for rabies?
It depends. So usually with rabies, they say, so at a year or 6 months, what we do is we vaccinate for 1 year. After that year, then you can vaccinate for 3 years. It's good for
the vaccine. So the first time they get it, it's good for a year?
Yes.
And then after that, it's every three years?
Correct.
So the only, and I believe I'm right on this, the only way that you can tell if an animal has rabies is to remove the head.
Unfortunately, yes.
So that's
because it attacks the brain is where the virus goes. So that's usually the main area that's where we have to.
But the thing is with rabies too, like you said earlier, they will show signs on the behavior for one thing. So yeah, keep it track on that.
Yep.
But pretty much if you have a dog or like in the house and they've never been around other animals or anything like that, you keep a check on them, like basically you're walking them on a lead.
Yep.
Yeah. So like the chances of a weird behavior might be due to something else other than rabies.
Yes and no. I mean, that's why it's kind of one of those best things to consult with a veterinarian or at least have your animal evaluated because, again, like you said, it can vary of what else be going on. So,
yeah.
If your animal gets rabies, can you vaccinate them to get rid of it or do you just have to kill them?
Unfortunately, it's one of those situations. Oh. Yeah.
Well, then does it matter if you cut their head off? They're going to die anyway.
It, true. It is
It's
true.
Not like you can save them.
But the thing is, though, is that if you think they have rabies, you could cut the head off, and then they don't have rabies.
Yep.
So,
because, again, what you're doing is just
checking.
Yes. Right. You're that's checking the only way you can check.
Yep.
So it's sad. Keep an eye on your pets, that's for sure, because you don't want to lose them to rabies, for sure. So we're going to go out to Grant in Spokane, Washington. Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Doing well.
How's the weather out there in Spokane?
Well, we finally warmed up. It was pretty cold. Now we're looking at the mid-40s. Still
not snow on there. That's a heat wave.
We got a cold front.
Yeah, we had a cold front come through in Tampa Bay where we do the show from. And but
the Groundhog said 6 more weeks of winter. So
it's true. We've gotten it. So it's gotten cold. I had my fireplace going last night. I was cold. Gets cold in that room. So, by the way, what creature makes this sound? It could either be me throwing kisses at you, Grant, or it could be an animal. But if it's an animal, what is it?
It sounds like a ferret to me.
So did you say that because you know that they're illegal in Hawaii and New York City?
Yes, I do.
Congratulations.
Nicely done.
I have a feeling I know what you're going to go with, but out of the things that I recommended to pick from, do you want to go with Vitacraft? Do you want to go with Life Boost Coffee? Do you want to go with Good Pets Foods, Treats for Your Dogs? Dog Book, Cat Book, we have the Collapsible Water Bowl, we have a bracelet on penguins for mostly kid. What do you think?
I'm thinking the coffee.
All right. I had a feeling you were going for that. Do you want to go with light, medium, dark on the main roast coffee, or do you want mushroom coffee or decaf, medium?
The dark.
You got the dark coffee coming out to you? from Life Boost Coffee. And by the way, I do recommend this. I don't know. You probably remember because you've been with the show for a while, Grant. But when they used to be on years ago, they're given 58% off if you go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. Highly recommend you do it on your first order. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Attention, pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
Did you know your daily cup of coffee could be hiding harmful toxins? Most coffee is drenched in pesticides, but not Life Boost. We're Dr. Crafted and certified organic. Third-party tested for 450-plus toxins like molds, glyphosate, and heavy metals. Just to make sure, because your health deserves more than a caffeine fix. Life Boost isn't just clean, it's powerful. Packed with antioxidants to support brain, heart, and metabolic health without the toxins. Love your cup, love your body. So go right now to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets and get 58% off your first order. But hurry, this deal won't brew forever. Life Boost Coffee, crafted for your health, loved by your taste buds. Go to lifeboostcoffee.com/pets.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights,
hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. In a shocking and tragic incident, a 55-year-old Canadian tourist lost both of her hands after being attacked by a shark while attempting to take a selfie with the animal. The incident occurred at Thompson Cove Beach in the Turks and Caicos Islands, leaving beachgoers and authorities stunned. The woman, whose name has not been released, was reportedly wading in shallow waters just a few yards from the shore when she spotted the shark. According to the locals, she attempted to engage with the six-foot-long predator to capture a photo. However, the situation quickly turned catastrophic when the shark attacked her. Eyewitnesses described the horrifying scene as the shark bit both her hands. Her husband heroically rushed into the water to try to fend off the shark, while other beachgoers sprang into action, using their clothing to stem the bleeding. Despite their efforts, the injuries were severe. One of her arms had to be amputated below the wrist, while the other was amputated halfway up her forearm. The woman was initially treated at Cheshire Hall Medical Center in Turks and Caicos, where she was stabilized before being flown back to Canada for further medical care. The incident has reignited discussions about human interaction with wildlife and the risks associated with attempting to capture close-up photos with dangerous animals. Shark attacks are rare but not unheard of in popular tourist destinations like the Caribbean. Experts note that warmer ocean temperatures are causing sharks and other marine wildlife to venture closer to the shorelines, increasing the likelihood of encounters with humans. While global data shows a decline in unprovoked shark attacks over recent years, incidents like this serve as stark reminders of how quickly things can go wrong when human encroachment on wildlife territories. For now, Thompson Cove Beach has returned to normalcy, but for those who witnessed the attack or were involved in aiding the victim, it is an experience they are unlikely to forget anytime soon. This incident serves as a grim lesson about respecting nature's boundaries and prioritizing safety over social media stunts. While selfies may capture fleeting moments of adventure, no photo is worth risking one's life or well-being. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
When Jason's at the table, I kept on seeing him look at me while he's with that other girl. Do you think he was just doing that to make me jealous? Because he was totally texting me all night last night, and I don't know if it's a booty call or not. So, like, what do you think? Did you think the girl's pretty? Even get in here. Do you see her? She's so short and that dress is so tacky. Who wears cheetah? It's not even summer. Why is the DJ keep on playing Summertime Sadness? After you get in the bathroom, can we go smoke a cigarette? I really need one. But first, let me take a selfie.
You know, it's, like, really scary on how many people take selfies with wild animals.
Increasing.
It's like they don't think first. Right? I mean, it's like, it's crazy.
It's just getting worse. I don't understand why can't we just leave animals or just leave them alone.
Yeah, let them be. Especially if you know that they're dangerous or poisonous, venomous, whatever.
Untamed.
Right. Period. So it's scary, actually, on how many animals out there and how many people, like, want to have that selfie with that creature. It's like, here's a viper. Let me take a picture with the viper. Let me put my face right up to the viper and take a selfie.
Not worth it.
Stupid. But be careful out there. Animals are wild, and wild means wild, and there's a reason why it's called wild. On the other hand, a blast from my past, who is on the wild side as well, and I love her more than life itself, Betty White. She has a new stamp out, a forever stamp,
And if you get the chance to get it, I know I will be. I haven't been to the post office yet, but I will be getting the Betty White stamps. I love her, always will. She was a good friend for 25 years. And we miss you, Betty. We need more people in the world like you. I do want to give away something. I want to give some Vitacraft away, Lick and Lap. If you have never tried it, right now, call in and speak with Sydney. I want to give two of those away, so call it 818-818-6401. I want you to try it, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, if you haven't tried it before. 818-818-6401, and of course it's for your cats, not for you. If somebody wants dog treats and you haven't tried them from Good Pets Foods, I'll send those out to you, the Daily Probiotic, the Hip and Joint, and the Daily Multivitamin, to two lucky callers on that as well. So four callers altogether, two cat treats, two for dog treats, four altogether. 818-818-6401. Just call Sydney and tell her that you want them. So are you guys going to run for the hills in 2032?
No, I'm hoping that it hits Florida.
Yeah, take us out.
Please.
So I'm sure you all heard the odds of an asteroid hitting Earth in 2032 now stands at a 1 in 32 chance, a 3.1% chance. Now, I heard yesterday it got lowered again, but I also heard that it's fluctuating.
Have you ever seen the movie Don't Look Up?
Oh, yes. Perfect example of a movie.
So that's this thing. It's supposed to hit in 2032, or a chance to hit in 2032, and it's big enough to take out a city. Mm. Like, if it were to hit New York City, they say it'll take out the entire city, but it won't take out Earth. I would imagine there's going to be repercussions because of clouds and so on and so forth. But
it's probably not going to hit. Let's just put that first. So you're saying that there probably will be repercussions, but there's probably not going
to
hit.
It still has to go through the atmosphere, burn up, break apart.
That's so far away. I've seen enough movies. There has to be some kind of way for them to break it up before it gets here. They're just trying to scare everybody right now. It's not going to hit us.
The risk of corridor for 2024 YR4, which is what it's called, the region of Earth that could be impacted, includes the Eastern Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Arabian Sea, Africa, South Asia, and parts of South America. That region includes some of the world's most populous cities, including Bogota, Colombia, Mumbai, and Chennai, I think that's how you say it, in India, and Lagos in Nigeria. So those are some of the areas where they're saying if it were to hit, that's where it could hit. But they're not sure. And granted, 2032 is a pretty good distance away, so we've got time. It could become worse. It could become better. Maybe by that time...
If they let it become worse, our world government, whoever is monitoring this, has failed us all. Because there is no way that we don't have something to deflect this.
We've seen plenty of asteroids just go up.
We have. Yeah. Yeah. So there's got to be something to knock it
off. There's something. They just want to scare everybody for a minute. Like, oh, we might get hit by an asteroid, and people panic a little, and then they're like, oh, we saved it. Don't worry. We're all fine.
It's working, though, because all the news channels, including Talking Pets, is talking about it. So
only bad news is good news to people.
Just beware, be ready. If you see something coming from the sky, it's not aliens, it's a big rock. Hey, spay or neuter your pets, help control the pet population. I'm John Patch.
Marcus Porter.
Lexi Adams.
Thanks for joining us, and bye for now.
Expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.